Blog Talk Radio.
on. Thank you so much for joining in on tonight, this Friday the 13th. This is a good night for Spile3E Blog Talk as well as Facebook Live. I'm your host on the night, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and our speaker tonight is Prophet Antoine Thomas. He's also going to be on his page, Facebook Live, so you could either stay tuned on Blog Talk or tune into our live broadcast. Either way, or do both, however you want to do it. If you're looking at it on Facebook, please give some hearts and thumbs up to let the man of God know you're touching and agreeing with him. And also at the end of the program on Blog Talk, we will open the lines and give you a chance to say something to the man of God to encourage him, to let him know that he blessed you on tonight. You could ask for prayer if you would like. So at this time, I'm going to check to see if the man of God is on the line. And if so, we're going to continue on, and then we will start our program. Prophet, are you on the line right now? Okay, so he's probably tuning in on his Facebook page. So with that being said, we're just going to talk a little bit about what God is doing. You know, when people come and try to tell you about things that's going on in the world, all the evilness and all of this and all of that, what's going on, and they can't believe this and they can't believe that, you should just stop them and say, well, you know what? My God is a God that can change and do all things. And the way and the reason you should know that is by the way of his word and by the reason he give us when we read his word. He said, is there anything too hard for me? And then we can go back and say, is there anything too hard for God? So if we just stay focused on the prize, and the prize is to be used and called by God to repent of our sins, and we are rewarded with everlasting life. With that being known, we should always be in place to ask God to have mercy, to give us forgiveness, to show us forgiveness, and to open our hearts that we will ask for forgiveness. Because one thing I do know, my God is forgiving God. He don't forget, he don't postpone, and he don't say, I'll return a call at my earliest convenience. God will meet you where you need him. And anywhere you need him, I'm telling you, you need to get a meeting with God. Because my God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with power and wisdom and love. My God is an awesome God. And I'm just so happy to be able to just share that with you all, to let you know that I trust God with everything, with all things. No matter what it look like, no matter what it sound like, no matter what the doctors say, no matter what the bill collectors say, no matter what your loved ones say, I always say, God, what you say? God, what are you saying in this matter right here? God, what are you saying concerning this? Because one thing I do know, if God said it, that's enough for me. If God is doing it, that's enough for me. So I'm going to check again. Prophet, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, are you doing Facebook Live?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you need a few moments to clue up on Facebook?
No, ma'am. I am ready whenever you are ready.
I'm ready, so I'm going to give it over to you so that you can have time at this time to present us with what God has put in your heart. It's in your hands now.
Awesome. Well, bless the Lord. I am excited to be on again tonight, Blog Talk Radio, and I thank everyone who's logged on. And if you are on Facebook Live, please do me a favor, like and share this. This word has been burning in my heart all day. The Lord just shared some things with me, and I wanted to reiterate and to regurgitate those things to you. And I'm excited. So we're going to just pray real quick. Father, we just give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory, Father, for what our eyes will see today and, Father, what our ears will hear. Most importantly, what our spirit will receive, Father. And we pray, oh God, that we have the wherewithal to do what you called us to do and, Father, to hear you clearly and to understand thoroughly what you would say to us tonight. Father, let no flesh glory in your sight, and the glory shall be thine. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Listen, do me a favor, like and share this. And amen. We're going to just share some things with you. I want to go right to the word. I want to go to Matthew chapter 12, verse number 10. Let's do it like that. All right? We'll start at verse number 10. All right? Amen. All right. Verse number 10, it says, "And behold, there was a man which had a withered hand. And they came and asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? That they might accuse him. He said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, if it fall into a pit on that Sabbath day, he will not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore is it lawful to do well on the Sabbath day? Then said he to the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole like the other. Then the Pharisees, verse number 14 says, Then the Pharisees went out and held counsel against him how they might destroy him. Bless this woman of God. I promise you I'm not going to be long tonight at all. I was sitting at work, and I was waiting on the IT guys to do some things to my computer. If you happen to miss, thank you, Lord. If you happen to miss some of my Facebook posts this week, I was given a promotion on my job, and I haven't even been there 3 months yet. Thank you, Lord. I hear you talking. So. Someone, you know, was teasing and saying, hey, you're getting a promotion already. I'm worried about that. But I'm going to tell you, I don't mind telling what happened. So this position has been open for a while. And so what ended up happening was this position was offered to other workers who have been there quite longer than I have. But because they are comfortable with the position that they're in, they did not want to take on more responsibility. They are fine with simply going to work and going home. And I'm not mad at anybody about that. But what I will say, though, is that some of us, and I'm taking a detour for a moment, that some of us, God has promotion for us. But because we don't want to deal with more responsibility, then we'll stay at the same low level that we're at. And for some of us, our withered hand is not an ailment. It is our fear of more, fear of more responsibility, even sometimes the fear of failure. My oldest daughter, Kayla, is 21, and she said to me, she said, Daddy, I want to go get my license, but I'm afraid. And she's a good driver. And she said to me, she said, Daddy, I'm afraid of failing. And the last time I went to go get her to take her somewhere, I had her to drive herself. She came downstairs to get in the car, and I simply just hopped on the other side. And she drove fine. I didn't have to say one word to her. As a matter of fact, I was on my phone the entire time. And I said to her, I said, Sweetie, you see how I didn't have to say anything to you? You've got this. I said, What are you afraid of? She said, I'm afraid of failing. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost already. I said, Honey, you can never be afraid of failing, because failure just means I know now what not to do the next time. And some of us, God has given us unctions. He's put ideas in our hearts. He's put ideas in our heads of entrepreneurship, ideas, witty inventions, things of that nature, entrepreneurship, things that would better ourselves, our lives, our families. But we're afraid of the failure. But the thing is, let me tell you something. And of course, the church has made you feel as though if for some reason you fail at something, that maybe God wasn't in it. I'm telling you, God would allow things to happen to make you stronger, He said all things work together for the good of them who love God and are called according to his purposes. That means even your failures have to work out for your good. Hallelujah. That means the things that go wrong in your life have to make you better. You may have took a wrong turn. You may have taken a wrong calculation, but it's working for your good. But in this, just like in the scripture, he's asking you to stretch forth your willing hand. Whatever that shortcoming may be, you may not have all the calculations right, but God is asking you to stretch forth your hand. Let me correct where you're wrong at. My God, today, let me correct what seems to be deficient in your life. Hallelujah. And so as I was saying, I was sitting at work, and the Lord began to share with me even things about the promotion. So prior to this promotion, I worked in the classroom. And in the classroom, there are keys to the bathroom. They have certain doors locked because I work with special needs adults. And so certain doors are locked, which require certain keys. Now, before this promotion, my God, Pastor Troy, come get me. Help me, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Before this promotion, I did not have keys to a bathroom. Simple, right? But the Lord began to share with me certain things. He says, understand this, the promotion means you get your own set of keys. And not just to the bathroom, but to other doors. There is a certain keys for the entire building. There also are certain keys for the houses that I will be managing, as well as keys that go to the other houses that are under the auspices of the company that I work for. God said to me simply, he said, son, if you're willing to take the promotion, I'll put the keys in your hand. My God, today, some of you, God is giving you a promotion. And I can hear him so clearly today saying, they're not using the keys. Your hand is withered because you're not using the keys I gave you. I put some things in your hand that will give you access to doors and situations and circumstances, monies, property, locations that you are not using. My God, today. And God is saying, use your keys. What? He said, ask Moses. He said, Moses, what's in your hand? Some of you have got keys, but you're not using them. You have opportunities, but you're not using them. There are things that are available to your access that you are just simply not using. And it's fear. A lot of it is fear. A lot of it is worry. And just like the Israelites, you don't trust what you cannot calculate. You don't trust what you haven't always experienced. And so, therefore, you shun away. You back away from things that you have not experienced because you just don't trust it. You don't trust new people. You don't trust new situations. Anytime somebody comes new around you, you're looking at them sideways. You're worried about what they're going to do. You're worried about what they're going to say. You're worried about what they're going to try. If they're a snake on a plane, a new employee comes in, you're worried about their undercover boss. All kind of stuff go on. It's ridiculous because the enemy has you trapped in fear and you don't even know it. And it's causing your hand to be withered. You can't stretch forth your hand because you're too scared. You can't step out on faith because you're too scared. Yes, you believe God can, but the problem is you don't believe God will for you. As the man said in the Bible, he said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. And for many of us, It's not that we don't think that God can. We don't think that God will for us. Therein lies the problem. We'll pray for everybody else. We'll believe God for everybody else. We'll have faith for everybody else. We'll bombard heaven for everybody else. We'll fast. We'll pray. Or we'll jump around the building. We'll spin around seven times. We'll do a flip-flop no. We'll spin on our head. We'll do all kind of stuff for everybody else, but won't believe God for us. And you're trapped in fear. That's it, woman of God. You're trapped in fear. You're scared of tomorrow. Hallelujah. Many of us don't like our yesterday, and we're concerned about today, but you don't trust tomorrow. Hallelujah. And so, therefore, because you don't trust tomorrow, you don't step out on the water. Hallelujah. You don't step out on faith. You don't step out in the areas unknown. Hallelujah. And one of the things God shared with me years ago, right around the time that Pastor Fred died, he said to me, trust me where you can't track me. Pastor Superintendent DeAndre Patterson wrote a song years ago that says, if you can't trace his hand, trust his heart. Hallelujah. That song has been endeared to me ever since I first heard it. Because sometimes you may not know what God is doing. my God, I hear Shirley Caesar say, you may not know how, you may not know when, but he'll do it again, y'all. My God, I even feel my nose getting red. I feel the Holy Ghost so strong. God is trying to tell somebody, I need you to step out. I need you to try, my God, what you've been afraid to try, to do what you've been afraid to do, to go where you've been afraid to go. Hallelujah. I want you to my God, let me get back to the scripture. The Lord began to share with me. He said, you're not using the keys. You've been promoted, but you got keys in your hand, but you're not using them. And so, therefore, you're locked in a hallway of confusion. You're locked in a hallway, my God. You're locked in a hallway of desolation. You're locked in a hallway of distrust. You're locked in a hallway of unsurety because you won't use your keys. Hallelujah. And God is saying, use your keys. Whatever that may be, for some of you it may be prayer. For some of you it may be praise. For some of you it may be exhortation. For some of you it may be worship. For some of you it may be fasting. For some of you it may be obedience. For some of you it may be servitude. But use your keys. Don't sit there and let the enemy lock you up in passivity. And you can't go anywhere. You don't do anything. You won't try anything new. You won't get new friends. You won't try new instances. You won't try new circumstances because you're living in fear. And that's never God's desire for your life. Hallelujah. And God is saying, look here, I've given you, I saved you for a reason. I've spared you for a reason. I didn't spare you just for you to simply sit there and not go anywhere or not try anything or distrust everything and everybody. And some of us, we can't trust anybody. We're fearful of everything in every situation. And then you've allowed your previous situations or previous circumstances to cause you to distrust where you are right now. And so you had one bad occasion or you had one bad instance, and then that means everything going forward is distrustful. Everything going forward you don't like. Everything going forward you look at sideways. And then you say, I've been through that before. As if God can't change the situation. As if God's not on the throne anymore. As if God is not the God and not the author and the finisher of your faith. Talk back to me, somebody. God is saying, I'm telling you, try. Oh, my God, I'm anointing you to try it. Hallelujah. My God, I'm anointing you to try it again. Hallelujah. Don't sit there in fear. Don't sit there by the side of the pool and die when I'm bringing healing. Period. Don't let the enemy fool you. Don't let them lock you in. Period. And so then as God began to share with me, he said, look at this. He said, you have access to things now. And then watch this. Keys also represent authority. Thank you, Lord. Keys represent access and authority. Hallelujah. Somebody type it in. Access and authority. My God. I now have access and authority. Because many of us, we don't walk in the authority that God gave us. We allow things, situations, circumstances to happen to us that should not be happening. It is not because the devil is just so powerful, but simply because we're not walking in the authority in which God gave us. We always quote the scripture that says, no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. And then we forget the B clause that says, and every tongue that rises up against us, I can condemn, because we're waiting on God to condemn the tongue. Hallelujah. But God gave you that authority. Bless you, Jesus. He told you to tread upon serpents. And many of us are not treading. We're waiting on the preacher to do it. We're waiting on the praise and worship leader. We're waiting on the prophet to come in town, the apostle to come and do it, the bishop to come and do it, the mother's board or the prayer warrior. But God said you could tread up on serpents. But you're worried, you're afraid, you're scared. Hallelujah. And God said, behold, I gave you keys to the kingdom. My Father would always talk to us about the keys to the kingdom. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Older men seem to have a bunch of keys all the time. And so it would always tickle me when I would see older men with these keys hooked on the side of their pants, and it was at least 40 keys on that keychain. Sir, where are you going? There aren't even these many doors in this house or in this building. Why do you have more keys than you have doors? I'm preaching good to myself. Help me, Holy Ghost. Because my keys are not just to the doors that I see. Woo! Pastor Troy, come get me. I'm about to holler. My God, hallelujah. My keys are not just to the doors that I see, but my God, my keys, the keys that I have also give me access, my God, beyond my area, beyond my barriers, beyond my normality. And I'm trying to tell somebody, God is giving you keys outside of your normality, outside of your normal four walls, but you've got to use them. You got to take advantage of those keys. Stop letting the enemy bring potential harm and fear into your life and your heart, and you get stuck and paralyzed about something that ain't even happened yet. Let me move on. Let me move on. I said I wasn't going to be on here long, right? Okay. So then, of course, they ask Jesus before he ever says anything or does anything, they ask him, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? Now, they had already been talking to him about his disciples and felt like his disciples were doing things they should not have been doing. And then here comes this man with a withered hand. And Jesus goes to heal him, and they ask him, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? Let me tell you something. Let me just be straight up and honest with you. Not everybody is going to be behind you taking chances. Not everybody's going to be behind you breaking the barriers. Not everybody's going to be behind you doing what's out of the norm. Because people feel uncomfortable when they recognize that they are being normal and predictable. I've shared this story many times before, and I'll share it again. Years ago, I had braids in my hair, and I was working for a church at the time, and when I cut my hair that Saturday. When I got to that church that Sunday, the pastor of that church said, he said, "Oh, you cut your hair. I got used to seeing you with braids in your hair. I don't think you meant any harm by this." But the Lord said to me, he said, "Be careful of people who get used to seeing you a certain way." Now, there wasn't no knock on that pastor. I'm pretty sure he didn't mean that at all. But that's what the Lord said to me. Because sometimes people get used to seeing us a certain way. And if you're not careful, you will allow people's expectations to put you in a prison. You allow people's protocol to put you in a prison. Because the truth of the matter is, yes, in according to the Ten Commandments, you should not work on the Sabbath. But the fourth commandment allowed you to save a sheep or livestock or something like that. And listen to what I'm saying. So then, therefore, it was a contradictory in what they were saying, because all they were trying to do was they were simply trying to trap him. They were simply trying to trap him. That's all they were trying to do. Thank you, Lord. Period. That we don't let people talk us out of our potential and our future. Because sometimes people are so scared, they're so scared that they want you to be scared too. They are so worried and so fearful that they will push you into fear. They'll push you and grab you or pull you into their own fear. And before you know it, their worries now become your worries. They're worried about stepping out, so they pull you in. They're worried about going back to school. They're worried about starting a new entrepreneurship. They're worried about trying to get that new home or go get that new car or go out for that new job. So then they pull you into it because they are fearful of it. But not everybody's going to be on your side. I'm going to say it for you again. Don't let people's expectations become a prison for you. People try to say what's norm. They try to tell you how you should fit in and what should be the normality. Why would you do this? The norm is that we don't do this on the Sabbath. But I'm not trying to be normal. I'm trying to be in his will. And people always want to try to tell you what you should be doing and tell you how you should be handling stuff and tell you where you should be going. And ain't nobody talk to God. People have created, they create a narrative for you. Matter of fact, they create a narrative for themselves and want to fit you in it. They're expecting you, she said, they're expecting you to always be down. They're expecting you to never succeed, to never do anything great. And for some of them, it's not even about you. It's about them. Sometimes people's expectations about you are more about them than it is about you. They don't like where they are. So therefore, they don't want to see you succeed. They know they're slacking. They know they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So therefore, they try to pull you down as well. Let me close. So then here it is. Here it is. Jesus tells them, he said, if you have a sheep that's down, and if that sheep is down, would you leave that sheep down or would you go save it? Now, if you would go save that sheep, why would I not save this man? And if the Sabbath is so good, should I not do good on the Sabbath? I'm saying to you, if you don't like where you are, why keep doing what you're doing? You don't like what you have. Why keep reaching in the same areas? If you don't like where you're going, why keep walking in the same direction? The definition of insane is to keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. And the beautiful thing about this, I promise you I'm really coming to a close. The beautiful thing about this is that God wants to use your withered hand. Oh, my, I felt a tune up right then. I said, God wants to use your withered hand. So many times we put on a mask, and we want to look a certain way, and we want to appear a certain way, that we can't bring ourselves to look as to be seen with a withered hand. Oh, I'm going to get in right here. We don't want anybody to see our withered hand. And so, therefore, we won't obey God because somebody's going to see that as a struggle somewhere in our life. Somebody's going to see that we're not as perfect as we try to make ourselves seem to be. In real life, there's no filter. In real life, there's no Snapchat filter. There's no Facebook filter. There's no Instagram filter. In real life, you're going to have to see me for what I really am. And so, therefore, I put on this mask. I put on this facade that makes me appear to have everything under control and everything good to go. But the truth of the matter is, I've got a withered hand. And somebody somewhere along the line in our lives made us feel like that a withered hand meaning that we didn't know God, that we didn't have the Holy Ghost, that we weren't saved, that we didn't trust God, that we didn't have faith, or that we didn't have it like we should have it. Because if you don't look perfect and be perfect, then you ain't really got God like you say you got God. Well, the truth of the matter is the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Bless you, Jesus. And God wants to know, are you willing, hallelujah, bless you, Jesus, to let me use your withered hand? Are you willing to let my God, are you willing to let God get the glory out of your struggle? Woo, my God, help me, Holy Ghost. I wish somebody would type in, God can get the glory out of my struggle. So busy, we're so busy trying to look picture perfect and look like the TV and look like the Joneses or the Kardashians. And we want to look like the perfect people that we're so busy hiding our withered hand that God can't get the glory because you're too phony. God don't want to use you phony. God don't want to use you boxed up. God don't want to use you with a facade on. Hallelujah. We're walking around like a church full of Trojan horses. We're hiding in what looks a certain way. We're hiding in what appears a certain way. And we can never get better. We can never be healed. We can never be made whole. We can never get to the place where God can use us because we're too busy hiding who we really are and what it really is. I'm not saying parade your sin. I'm not saying parade anything that's ungodly or not like God. What I'm saying is be real. telling you God's going to get the glory out of your struggle. But you got to be willing enough to first say, I got one. And not after it's over with, because sometimes we'll talk about our struggle after we come out. Oh, I had this, and thank the Lord, he brought me out, and God did it for me, and oh, yeah, after it's all over with. But all while we were struggling, we came to church and put like everything was all right. We put on the first Sunday dress. We put on that big hat, that makeup, that tie, that suit, that cross coming around the chest, hiding in the pocket, knowing that we were struggling, barely making it, gas take on E. We were just 1 minute from cussing somebody out or shooting somebody or going to jail or making a mistake. But the grace of God held you together. And we won't tell nobody, hey, I had a struggle. I'm in a struggle. And it's not because it makes you look weak, but somebody's watching you. And sometimes we discourage other people who are in struggles by making it seem like we always got it all together, not knowing that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Your testimony is not always the outcome. Most of the time, your testimony is in the process of it. But we never show the process. We'll talk about the process. We shout when we say the process, and we're going to tune up about the process. But we seldom talk about the process in the process. I know I'm losing folk now because this is too much real for everybody. We want to shout at the end. We got to give God glory in the midst of. I can't wait till we get back to the place where we're in church and somebody get up and say, hey, look, I almost cussed somebody out yesterday. I almost punched somebody dead in the eye. But God held me, and he's still holding me. Come on here, somebody. God is still holding me. No, that feeling ain't left, but I ain't did it yet. Come on. Y'all just be real. Look. I almost took a drink yesterday. I almost lit a blunt. I almost tapped my arm. But God help me. Pray for me that I keep going strong. Old folk with any testimony, so testimony say, pray for me that I go stronger in the Lord. And God is trying to get us to a place where we stop being phony and being fake. Thank you, woman of God. We got to get to a place where we can testify and say, hey, listen, I almost went there yesterday. I almost gave up yesterday, but God held me together. God held me together. Hopefully it causes it to be a little better. Oh, yeah, I know the devil real mad at me. Real mad at me. We got to get to a place where we allow God to use our withered hand. He takes the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Oh, man. He takes the foolish things of this world to confound the wise because a lot of times we want to look like TV. We want to seem like everything is good to go. There are no struggles. And we had a little bit of interference. We got it done in 25 minutes and two commercial breaks. And that may not be the case. Sometimes the struggle may go on for a while. But can you endure hardness as a good soldier? Because those he called, he qualified. He qualified you. He may not have made you perfect, but he qualified you. Hallelujah. He qualified you even with your withered hand. And sometimes we have the mistake of thinking in order for God to use us, we've got to look like everybody else. And we've got to sound like everybody else. We have to appear like everybody else. And God is saying, no, no, no. Come as you are. Come unto me. All ye. And I will give you as take my yoke upon you. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Paul said, I prayed three times to remove this thorn from my flesh. God responded to him and said that my grace is sufficient. As crazy as that may seem, God, why would you tell him my grace is sufficient? Why would you not heal him? Why would you not bring him through? Because the church makes you think that when you pray for healing, God has to heal you. And the truth of the matter is, God's healing is not our healing all the time. When he said that my grace is sufficient, I understood that in a whole new light, watching my mother. I watched my mother get up and preach at a service about maybe 2 years ago, I want to say. Roughly about 2 years ago, after not having been in church for well over a year, had not ministered, stand to minister, and well over almost 2 years prior to that, maybe. And she got up and talked to those people about how she was healed already, but cancer was still there. My God, I'm about to run. Help me, Holy Ghost. And how can you say you're healed when the cancer is still there? Because it's not my physical body that needs to be healed. Most of us, it's our mind and our hearts that need to be healed. Because God can have, you can deal with that thorn in your flesh for the rest of your life and still give God glory. Because I believe God and because I trust God, I serve God. There's no guarantee that my servitude to God would mean that I would be in complete, perfect health my entire life. My wholeness is not based on my physical appearance. My wholeness is not based on my physical condition. Because I worship him in spirit and in truth, not in physicality. I worship him in spirit and in truth. And the truth of the matter is, I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm set free. I'm made whole. It's not based on anything. Not based on anything but the fact that God says I'm whole. Are you listening to me? My God, today. That's your Jesus. So he tells them, my grace is sufficient. Paul says, okay. And many times we find ourselves in situations where the outcome is not what we want it to be. But God leaves that withered hand there because somebody's watching. Because somebody needs to witness God use your weak condition. Because a lot of times people get weak and they turn their backs on God. Because they feel like at that weak moment, God can't use me. Or God's not in my situation. And that's because we have for so long have lied to people about where we are and what's going on with us. And this is a season where we've got to take off the serving mask. Take off that church mask. Take off that holy mask. And let someone know it may be a struggle. It may be a fight. But God is in them, because all things work together for them who love God and are called according to his. Not only that, may in all these things, in all these things, I am more than a conqueror. In other words, not only am I going to conquer, but I'm going to come out better than I went in. I do more than conquer. Tell somebody, just type it in, I do more than conquer. I'm not just going to win, hallelujah, but I'm going to annihilate the enemy. And the Egyptians I see today, I'll see no more forever. I'm going to make sure that when this is all said and done, that my kids don't have to deal with this struggle. That when this is all said and done, my grandkids, my great-grandkids don't have to deal with this struggle anymore. Because I'm going to give God my withered hand. And when I give God my withered hand, he's going to get the glory out of my life. I won't walk in fear. I won't walk in apprehension. I won't be bound. I won't be shackled. Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. That's it. Type it in there. I do more than conquer. I'm going to, hallelujah, I'm going to come out of this with the spoils of war. Hallelujah. The Israelites came out of Egypt with not just their freedom, hallelujah, but they came out. They came out with the gold. I'm coming out with, my God, I'm coming out better than I went in. I got to. I've cried too much. I've cried too much. I've prayed too much. I've fasted too much. I've had to go through too much to come out empty-handed. Hallelujah. My God. Somebody just type it. I refuse to come out empty-handed. Bless you, Jesus. I'm done tonight. I just want to tell somebody, God wants to use your withered hand. Whatever that may be. It may be your finances. It may be your relationship. It may be your body. It may be your job. It may be your home. Whatever your withered hand is, God wants to touch it, heal it, make it whole, and use it for his glory. Tonight I want to pray. Father, I give you praise and I give you honor and I give you glory. Father, I pray for those under the sound of my voice, whether it be Blog Talk Radio, Father, whether it be the internet, Father, whether it be Facebook Live. But, Father, I pray and I come against the spirit of fear, of apprehension, in the name of Jesus. Father, I come against that spirit that will lock us up at the feet and cause us not to move and not move forward and not to push and not to thrive, oh God. But, Father, I pray that tonight that there'd be a fire lit under us to drive and go forward, to go after that new job, to go after that entrepreneurship, go for that new house, go for that new position, go for that relationship, oh God. Father, your word says perfect love casts out fear. And so, Father, tonight, your love is perfect. Let the fear be cast out. Because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but that of love, power, and a sound mind. And we will not miss the opportunity of God because of what man says, because of what we say, because of what naysayers say, and especially not because of what the enemy of our souls say. We will trust you wholeheartedly, Father. Father, if there's anything else that causes us to doubt you, we surrender it to you now in Jesus' name. Take control of our lives. Order our steps. Bridle our tongues, oh God. Send us to the fish's mouth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, honor, and glory for this, that we shall see fruit thereof today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, and for the rest of our lives. You are an awesome wonder, and you didn't bring us this far, hallelujah, just to leave us. You didn't teach us to swim to let us drown. You didn't build your home in us just to move away, and you didn't lift us up just to let us down. And for that we give you praise, and for that we give you honor, and for that we give you glory. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for Brandon's twins. Father, I call their name. I don't know their names, but Father, those twins, Father, we pray for them tonight that you would cause their body temperature to regulate in the name of Jesus. Father, you are the great physician. Hallelujah. Father, go in that room, in that hospital room. Touch them with this, my God, with your healing hand. From the crown of their head to the soles of their itty-bitty feet, Father. Touch their mom. Touch their dad. Comfort them, Father. They're new parents. Father, take out worry and concern. Cause them to walk in the strength of your might and your power and your wisdom. Give them what to do. Give them what to say. Give them peace in their heart, Father. Wrap your loving arms around them in the name of Jesus. I give you praise, honor, and glory for that. Father, I pray for my cousin Reggie. Father, touch his body from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. We come against every sickness, oh God, infirmity, every discomfort, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for your people everywhere. Thank you, Lord. I hear you talking. I pray for your people everywhere, Father. I come against sickness, oh God. I come against discomfort, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, right now, touch Shay. Touch her body, God, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, I decree a divine healing to go through these airwaves, oh God, through this internet, God, in this Facebook Live, in the name of Jesus. Father, let the healing power commence in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you, and the blood of Jesus comes against you right now. We come against every infirmity, every sickness, every discomfort. In the name of Jesus, we command the white blood cells to come in line with God, every ligament, every muscle, every follicle, every tissue, in the name of every bone. We command you to be whole. We command you to come in line with the word of God. We speak divine healing. We speak divine wholeness in the name of Jesus. Father, right now, go in every hospital, every home, Father. We come against those who have been, we pray for those who have been affected by COVID, by the flu, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for those who have been affected by cancer. Father, hallelujah, I know you to be a miracle worker. I know you, oh God, to be a divine regulator. And so, Father, right now, as you've done before, as you've done so many times before, say what only you can say. Do what only you can do, and say what only you can reach. My God, touch what only you can reach. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise. I give you honor. Father, right now, hallelujah, touch right now. Touch the mind, oh God. Touch the heart, oh God. Touch the spirit, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, somebody is dealing with emotional hurt. Somebody's emotions are withered, God. Hallelujah. Father, tonight for your glory, touch our emotions. Heal our broken hearts, oh God. Father, touch our wayward minds in the name of Jesus. I come against every tormenting spirit in the name that causes you not to sleep all through the night. In the name of God, I speak peace to your heart. I speak peace to your mind. I speak peace to your spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, right now for your glory, I speak the peace of God that surpasses all understanding in the name of Jesus. I come against every tormenting spirit, every suicidal spirit in the name of Jesus, every spirit of desolation and loneliness and discouragement. I curse you from the root. Satan, the Lord rebuke you, and the blood of Jesus comes against you now in the name of Jesus. I send it back to the sender. I curse every assignment. I curse every contract in the name of Jesus. But Father, right now, let the breath of God breathe on us tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, cause the healing to take place now, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not next year. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I call for the healing angels. My God, I call on the healing angels right now in the name of Jesus. Father, right now, let your healing power, let your healing glory, hallelujah, my God, reach through our land. Heal our land, God, in the name of Jesus. Now for your glory, now for your glory, now for your glory, now for your glory. We need your healing touch. We need your healing hand, Father. Hallelujah. We're wayward. We're discouraged. Hallelujah. Oh God, and we need your healing like never before, oh God. Some of us don't know what to do. We don't know where to turn. We don't know where to go. We don't know what's next. We don't know who to trust. We don't know who to talk to. But Father, let your healing hand, hallelujah, let your healing hand touch us as never before. Let your healing hand soothe us as never before. Let your healing hand regulate our minds. Let your healing hands mend our broken hearts. Let your healing hands encourage our spirits, Father. In the name of Jesus, I speak the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Father, for your glory, right now, in Jesus' name. Father, we come against, Father, we pray, oh God, for every mental illness, oh God. Father, whether it be retardation or autism, oh God, or Alzheimer's, Father, whatever it may be. Father, that spectrum is so big, but Father, we pray for mental illnesses, Father, in the name of Jesus, from one end to the other. Do what you need to do. Say what you need to say and touch what only you can reach, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, honor, and glory, and the glory shall be thine, and the glory shall be thine, and the glory shall be thine. Father, I thank you, you're healing someone's mother tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, I give you praise, and I give you honor, oh God. As healing happens, oh God, we thank you now. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. The glory shall be thine. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Praise, honor, and glory. Praise, honor. We pray for Apostle Alexis to you, God. Touch her body, her heart, her mind. Father, she's a grandmother. Father, she's a brand new grandmother. Father, Father, touch the grandmother. Touch her heart, oh God. Touch her mind, God. Touch her body. Father, whatever the situation may be, Father, you take control in the name of Jesus. Touch your people everywhere, Father. We pray for the Campbell family, oh God. We pray for the Allen family, oh God. We pray for the Trebek family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, touch, heal, and deliver, oh God. In the name of Father, these men of God were so many things to so many different people, Father. Heal their hearts. Fill the voids, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Touch Deacon Benny's family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, from New Mission Church of God in Christ. Father, touch the Church of God in Christ family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory. You are an awesome one, and we thank you in advance. We give you praise in advance. And we bind every thought that's contrary to our holiness. In Jesus' name I pray tonight. Amen. Listen, I'm done. I'm here way over the time I anticipated on being on here. Do me a favor, like and share this. If you desire to so, let the Lord lead you. Not a begging. You obey the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you tonight for being on Blog Talk Radio or Facebook Live. We do Blog Talk Radio on Facebook Live every second and fourth Friday at the same exact time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Central Standard Time, I'm sorry. And we're going to be here every second and fourth Friday. We love you. Remember, my name is Antoine Thomas, Prophet Antoine Thomas. The sky is not your limit. It's too low. Be blessed tonight.
Amen, amen, amen. Man of God, I thank you for showing up and showing out. I thank you for everything that God had led you to speak into our future on tonight, speak into our life, to let God use your withered hand. Don't be scared to let God use you. Cast your fears upon the Lord and let him have his way with you. I just thank God for what you said on tonight, what all you put in us. I thank you for the prayer that you laid down. I touch and agree with you on that. I'm going to ask, is there anybody on Blog Talk would like to speak into the man of God's life on tonight? Please go ahead. The lines are open.
Prophet Antoine, oh my God. This is Cecilia. Can you hear me, Minister Sylvia?
Yes.
I thank you, man of God. Such an awesome word. And it was really like you were on the fly. You were the fly on the wall during a few of my sessions and hiring sessions and stuff. Because you were talking about promotion and being prepared and God setting you up for it and how the people were offered it and they didn't take it. And it reminded me of someone that worked for me. It was more important to her to be their friend than to get a promotion. And then how we hired someone else, and it was like God sent her directly to me. God knew exactly what I needed, and it's just been a blessing, because when you make it to that next promotion, God changes your conversation. So I had a friend who's been promoted, but her conversation is still the same. I mean, she's still gossiping. She's still doing all of the things you shouldn't do, but she can't understand why things just aren't working out for her. So I just thank you so much for reminding us about how God can allow doors to open for you and how God will have that promotion he gave you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm so proud of you. Just walked in the door and you already got promoted. That's what I'm talking about. God made all those other people turn it down because you were definitely next in line. Thank you, man of God.
Amen, amen. Apostle Elect, thank you for those words of encouragement to the man of God, because I remember talking to him months ago when I had told him, God said, you're the man, you are the one. I thank God for what he's doing to and for the prophet right now. No matter what it look like, what God say, what do God say? Is there anyone else who would like to speak into the man of God's life on tonight? Okay, with that being said, we're going to read you our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I want you to know we're also here on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser with Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries. Let's talk. We're also here on Mondays at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Monday, we're on Blog Talk. Sometime we're on Facebook Live. Depends on who the speaker is. This Monday coming up, our speaker will be Minister Margot McCorr. And we're here, like the prophet said earlier, every Friday we're here on Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Minister Sylvia, which is myself, will do the first and third Fridays. And on the fifth Friday, myself and prophet will share, or either one would do it. So we want you all to tune in. Stay faithful to this ministry, because this ministry is faithful and it is good seed. God has appointed this ministry for a time such as this. So with that being said, please support our missionary Linda Handy with her prayer line. Her number is 605-313-4818. 605-313-4818. Her passcode is 647147. Passcode 647147. That's on Friday nights at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sunday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Support our very own Pastor Troy Thomas on Sundays at 2:30. You can follow him on his page, Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. And you can also support our very own Evangelist Lasagna, Michelle Allen. She has a ministry. You can friend her on Facebook and listen to her ministry that she runs on Thursday nights. You can also support our very own Dr. Serena Wright with, she has a book that's called The Last Prescription You'll Ever Need. And she also has an email address you can reach her at G-I-V-E, the number 2, A-F-R-I-C-I-A, at yahoo.com. That's Give to Africa at yahoo.com. You can also reach her on her Facebook page, which is under Dr. Serena Wright. Her I Am is the same as her first Facebook page. With that being said, we want you all to know we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm going to pass it back to the prophet, to see if he have any final words, and then we will say good night. Prophet, you have any final words?
No final words at all. Listen, don't forget to use your keys. That's all.
Amen. Good night, everyone. Get some rest with your sleep.